filled with certainty. Talk to Burbank about their flexible floor plan options to make your home your very own. BL295627C. I said,
I agree with you, Erin. There's nothing worse than a sneeze that doesn't come.
It's the worst. And especially when you go right to the edge. So you do all the build-up work and then nothing. And then you just feel like you've just got it there.
Because they're so joyous when
I know.
Love sneezing.
Feeling of achievement and that. It's like a euphoric.
You know what? Looking at the sun that makes you sneeze. So, yeah.
Oh.
You couldn't have done it there because you're inside the booth.
And the sun hasn't risen yet.
Well, it hasn't risen yet. But if you're outside and you feel a sneeze coming on, you look at the sun and it... It explodes. So,
thanks. That wasn't me. That was
just a joy. And you're someone who can do like three or four in a row, which is great.
I know the hay fever is bad at the moment.
Very satisfying.
It's really weird.
I wonder. I mean, I know we meant to feel sorry for people who sneeze a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
I love it. I love when I can get four or five in a row.
Yeah.
It's just the best feeling.
It's just at the moment when there's still so much stigma around any flu-related symptoms, you know.
I think we're over that, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, I'd hope so.
Yeah
no.
Are we? I don't think we are.
No, the World Health Organization, the WHO, the WHO, last night said it's nearly over.
God. Mate, if you followed their commentary surrounding COVID thus far, I would not be taking – well, I'd take it with a grain of salt.
Well, look, take what you can get these days. Hey, are we about to speak to a boxing legend, a man who was once a legend on the rugby field?
It's a little far-fetched.
Well, didn't he fight the superstar Paul Gallen?
Yeah, if we had Gallen on, you could probably say that.
Oh, for goodness sake, are you going to have that attitude when we get him on?
No, and he's not listening, is he?
I don't know.
CFM, our Gold Coast station, he has breakfast radio there. He's a former NRL superstar. Ben Hannett was one of two Queenslanders that fought Paul Gallen last night, and he's actually going to speak to us. Rumours are he hasn't been to bed.
Massive sporting news.
Yes, Roger Federer has called time on one of the most incredible careers in the sporting world in history, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
An absolute legend, as you guys all know. And the last Grand Slam that he won, the last major, was the Australian Open in 2018. But he's everyone's favourite. He's just such a bloody legend. He's always been so lovely.
Gentleman.
Well, a real gentleman.
I've never met him, though. Maybe up close, he's not a gentleman. Has anyone met him? Have you met him, Ed?
No. The closest I've ever got was when you and I picked up tickets for the Australian Open once and his wife was in the line before us.
Mirva.
Mirka.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yes.
Mirka.
Mirka. Yeah, and she seemed lovely as well, didn't she?
It's what you said at the time and it's what you're saying now. Before you knew who she was, you said, a nice woman. And then we both went, oh, it's Federer's wife.
Incredibly humble family.
Oh, yeah.
What's he like in person, Erin?
Well, I've interviewed him a few times, a couple of times during Nine's coverage of the Australian Open, but more intimately when Eura, you know, the coffee brand that he's an ambassador for, and he's been for years and years and years, asked me to do some long sit-downs with him whenever he came to Australia. So I did two of them. I think 2017.
Just he
and
won
then
the
2018.
He won the Australian Open in 2017, 2018.
Yes, and so look, I feel like I was somewhat inspiring. But have a listen. This is a little bit of our chat.
Has your perspective changed since having a family? Is tennis a little bit less important to you now?
Yes. I mean, tennis has. It is always important, but not important. You know, there's more important things in life than tennis. Of course, that's the case.
Powerful moment.
It's a great question.
Thank you. And so anyway, I was pregnant when I did the first one. So in 2017, so quite heavily pregnant. Yeah. And then the next year came around and it was me again. And he looked at me and he said, how's your baby? He remembered that I was with child.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm sure one of his minders might have prompted him, but I then went to show him Eliza on my phone, my daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm there kind of scrolling through all the photos of her.
Yep.
Thinking that he was highly engaged because he asked.
Yes.
And then when I got back to work and looked through the vision.
Yeah.
Because they were filming that moment.
Yes.
He was literally looking over to his minder, trying to signal for help.
He wanted out?
Yeah.
He didn't want to see your baby?
No. He was doing that signal thing with his eye to the minder, like, wrap it up. Wrap
yeah,
it
right.
Up, wrap it up.
All right, so left a bitter taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
So you're happy he's gone.
I think the world's a better off place without him in tennis.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Yesterday was rubbish, not going to lie. And El Nino, or what's it? Is it El Nino?
Nino.
What is it?
El Nino.
Nino.
That is disgusting. Oh. Is it third summer in a row?
Yeah.
See.
God, remember the drought? Remember the dust storms?
At least it takes pressure off having to get that, my summer body ready. Like, El Nino, thank God. Let's just all give in for another year.
On the news last night, they were banging on about bushfires. Like, bushfire season still could happen. You can't have both, guys.
Oh, you can.
You can't.
No, the issue is if there's a lot of rain prior, you can't do that back clearing. I know all this because I was actually on a proper radio station during the bushfires, those bad ones. Like a real one.
That's hurtful.
No, like a one that covers
them. This is a real radio station.
I know. What I meant. What I meant was one that covers news in a rolling
boring
capacity.
Topics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A boring radio station.
Just grind you into the ground
yes,
with boredom.
Completely. But it was
just
also
smooth.
Blokes just banging on. Not so smooth, mate. They play great also music.
Here he
oh,
goes.
Do they?
No, they don't.
Here he goes.
What?
What are you doing?
Trying to defend music.
Mate, when
in
we look
general.
At the minute by minutes, there's going to be a real spike of a switch to smooth.
No, what? Why would you say that?
Why would you say that?
Well, why did you mention another radio
you
station?
You just said it. I didn't. I said it was boring.
You said it was real.
Yes, but the people don't want real.
This is real. We're real.
Okay.
We're real people with real problems.
Anyway.
Who else has given away $10,000 at 7 a.m.? I'll tell you who else.
No one.
No one else. Yeah. So Ed Cavalli dragged me to Foot Locker in George Street the other day because I didn't have any shoes for the tennis game I was playing against the boss.
Yes.
And we went in there, Ed, and we said tennis shoes, and what do they say?
We don't have those.
Don't have tennis shoes.
Weird.
So then we said, have you got other shoes? And they said,
we do.
They do. They do have other shoes.
It's a shoe shop, right?
Yes. So shoes that you could play tennis in. You know, and then they had to think about it and they said, yeah, well, I imagine you could play. Well, they didn't really say anything. I just walked off, to be honest.
Yeah, she wandered off and I said, how about this wall of shoes?
So fair to say the service didn't blow you away.
Well, no, they do a great job. Absolutely. Foot Locker is the place to go. It's brilliant. We're under time pressure. So I said, oh, yeah, they'll do. But you got them in a 10 and a half. And they said, no, we don't. And so
did
I thought.
They look?
I think they just don't do hard. Or maybe they do in some styles. I don't know. But they didn't have them in a 10 and a half an hour in the what I wanted.
Yeah.
And so I was making a decision between 10 and 11, you know. And I thought, on the size of giving on the side of giving yourself more room.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Thick socks.
Yeah. So I went with the 11, thinking there'll be plenty of room. But then, look, I tried them on really quickly and they were very, very snug. But I went with them anyway. So now I've got some tight shoes. But the thing is, and I was complaining about it the other night, stand-up comedy room, and I said, these shoes are too tight, and they're at 11. What's going on with sizing these days? And a younger female comedian said to me, didn't you know? I said, what? She said, your feet grow as you get older. Did you guys?
No, I reckon it'd be like height, you'd shrink.
I know you shrink, but do your feet grow? I thought I know your ears grow, but
and
I didn't
your
think
nose. I think nose and ears keep growing is my understanding.
But your feet, do they grow? Does anyone heard this?
131060 lines are open. We've got $100 holy moly voucher for you. $100 to spend at the fantastic holy moly. 131060 lines are open. Is this or are you a chiropodist? Do you know if whether or not feet do in fact grow or not as you get older?
Do you reckon there's anyone listening who's experienced bigger feet? Their feet are bigger than they were when they were younger.
I know that when I was little, they grew. Like when I was...
Yeah, when you were a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can ask if your feet grow since you were born.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Your head doesn't grow. Is that right? Your head's the same size.
I reckon my daughter's will be.
Your head stay the same size.
Head. Yeah. No, I think it grows a little bit, but it's significantly proportionally bigger when you're born, isn't it?
Don't know. I just thought, yeah. Did we come out with a fully formed head?
No, our head grows.
Your head does grow.
Yeah, I've always had big feet for a chick. I'm like size 10, can sometimes push higher than that.
That's a chick 10.
Yeah, chick 10.
Yeah, chick 10 is average, isn't it?
No, it's not. A chick 10's big.
Is it?
Very big.
Yeah, like a chick average would be like a 7 or an 8.
But yeah, but chick sizes are different to men's sizes, aren't they?
I think so. Yes, they are.
Right.
But well, we'll put your foot up next to mine. I reckon my feet would be as big. There's been times when I've dated blokes, like, you know, you go over in high heels. That sounds bad. But you like, you know, anyway, you date someone. I'm just, wait.
They're foot to foot, ladies and gentlemen. And
actually, that's me, we're literally the same size.
That's a men's size 11 now. You're a man 11.
Anyway, and I've been at someone's house, like a boy's house, and had to borrow their shoes. And like my feet have been too big for their shoes. It's really, it doesn't make you feel feminine or delicate. Where's my other foot?
I mean, I'd never noticed the size of your feet.
No, they're not. Don't look, their proportion. I've got like a 5 rating on WikiFeet.
Yeah, well, no one's having it. Yeah.
And there are men who use my feet to do things that none of us want to imagine. Like images of my feet. Images.
Anyway, but so are they going to end up like, are you going to end up a 15 by the time you get to 80?
Shaq.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Bought a pair of shoes, size 11, and they're too tight. And I used to be a 10. What the hell is going on?
Your feet apparently keep growing, someone told you.
That's what a young woman told me, that your feet grow through your whole life. I didn't believe her. But what, are people experiencing this?
Well, Emma from Cecil Hills, you've been through this. What have your feet gone from?
How are you going?
Yeah, good. What do they go from, Emma?
From 6 to 8, and that was over 3 years.
Yeah, that is a large growth, isn't it? That's
I think it might have had something to do with my pregnancy.
Oh,
they started
yes.
as a 6 and then started to grow after.
And so they obviously swell when you're heavily pregnant. Everyone's kind of ankles
went back
and
or
feet.
Anything.
Yeah, right.
So you had to throw all your shoes out.
Yeah, I gradually had to keep buying new ones, and I'm now, I think, an 8.5 or something.
how far that's going to go.
I wonder if there's been something put in our food or something by shoe companies to ensure that we constantly, like Apple do with the chargers on the phones.
Yeah,
they
you're
make
right.
it so you have to keep buying new ones.
They put fertilizer in the soil. The soil? No, the fertilizer in the soil.
Thank you. Let's go to Oran Park. Now, Svetlana, is this your mother?
Yes, unfortunately, some disease causes the growth as well.
Disease?
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
So if I should watch this and to see whether I've got some sort of weird foot disease. So what?
No, it's not foot disease. It's something to do with the pituitary tumor. It's actually in the head, and if that growth happens, ears as well grow, feet grow as well, and they cause a lot of problems as well. Not just that.
And so you think I should get a brain scan?
Not necessarily.
But just keep an eye on it or an ear on it.
Yeah.
Svetlana, I love your name. Are you of Russian origin?
I'm from Belarus.
Because my favorite gymnast back in the day, Svetlana Korkina, have you heard of her?
Yes. Oh. And in Belarus, there's a lot of gymnastics.
Yes.
That's very famous with gymnastics.
Very famous. Olga Korbut, Nadia Comaneci, that kind of era you had a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever been on the pole, or have you ever done the
women don't do the pole?
Don't do the pole.
Sport, dancing, gymnastics. Yes.
Dancing gymnastics. Yes.
That's rhythmic gymnastics, and men do the parallel bars.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yep.
They do the high bar. Women do the uneven bars. They don't do a pole.
What size feet do you have, Svetlana? What are you?
It's implemented at school a lot. Yes.
Yes.
What size are your feet?
Their bars and everything. My 7.
Delicate female. Feet, how precious.
Thank you, Svetlana. And now here's Sam in Campbelltown. Whoa, Sam, what's happened to your feet?
I've gone from a 13 to a 13.5, and it's got fatter, and they don't, it's not true what they say about big feet either.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
There you are.
Come on, Sam. What an honest guy,
Susie, Ed and Erin.
This whole campaign really started with Melissa and Liam and their relationship and the story that Melissa told us. And we want to rekindle love in long terms. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, can we hear, before we talk to Melissa and Liam.
The journey.
The journey of
their journey.
Feels like.
There's been stats done that people in long-term relationships are not being intimate anywhere near often enough.
It's shocking in that it should never happen, but it's not shocking in that I reckon it would happen quite often in long-term relationships, which is sad.
Melissa, you're a woman with needs, like every woman has needs.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, look, 5 children, it is a little bit hard. We've actually been completely nothing for 2 years straight. There's been a big drought. We haven't had a holiday, just him and I, not even a night in a motel in 15 years.
We've got you to do the love languages quiz. Quality time is your number one, and that's not happening, is it?
It's not happening. Magical time.
You hadn't been on a date for how long, just the two of you?
At least 5 years.
You've got to be conscious of it, though, because otherwise things can fizzle and then they're not retrievable.
We sent you out on a date. How did the gazing session go, Melissa?
In the beginning, we felt like, well, auditioning for Lady in the Tramp too, to be honest. Had a lovely night. We can't thank you enough for it.
Got to actually take yourself back to remember moments where there was passion, why you fell in love with each other in the first place, when you were at your peak, and it takes you back there and brings it to the present.
So we're still waiting for dessert, Melissa, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. The volcano didn't erupt that night. But anyway.
It will go off like Vesuvius at some point.
Melissa and Liam from Blacktown are our OG couple. They got the ball rolling when Melissa told us that she loves Liam and they have a great relationship, but it's been 2 years since they've done the wild thing.
Mm.
Kids have been in the way the whole time.
Well, no, I mean, we can't really blame the kids.
Well, Melissa, Melissa, kids are part of the problem here. You don't get a night away from the kids, is that true?
Yeah, but we can't blame the kids, Hughie.
No, we're not blaming
kids
the kids.
Kids always come first, but one night away would be beautiful.
Absolutely. I'm so excited for you guys, Melissa, and I loved your floral outfit you wore to the restaurant.
Oh,
you look beautiful.
You.
And what a handsome man you have. Oh, my
Isn't
goodness.
Isn't he gorgeous?
He's so gorgeous.
Mm-mm-mm. Yep.
He's super hot, and so are you, Melissa. There's no doubt. We can see why each of you fell in love with the other, because you've got it. But you're not using it, Melissa, are you?
Well, I'd use it if I could get to it.
Yes.
Well, you're not wearing a chastity belt, are you, Melissa?
No, definitely. But I do feel like a born again virgin, to be honest.
Yes. That's exciting.
Yeah, that is actually exciting.
It's going to be like your wedding night back in the day when that sort of thing was...
Not many people are still when
they married. Back in the day, I said. Back in the day.
God, love you.
So Melissa, what are you going to... You're going to, like, is your... I mean, can I get... Are you working on your undergarments for tonight?
Oh, gosh, far out. Birthday suit, maybe.
Yeah, look, that's the best way to go, Melissa. Nothing cuts in, nothing. Oh.
Nothing, yeah. No time to take anything off. Straight to it.
Yes. Mm. You can look, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, all right, great. So,
but Liam does like lingerie.
Does he?
Yeah, he really likes
lingerie. I've never been big into it, but maybe more recently-ish. But it's, some blokes just love it. Some blokes just want to get to what's underneath.
Well, we might.
It is fun, Aaron.
Is it? Yeah, maybe I just haven't done it properly yet.
So,
So,
Melissa, you are prepared for tonight to be the night. Is that reasonable to say?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, so tonight is the night. Now, we need to speak to the other half of this tango.
You, Husey?
Not me. Liam. Liam, are you ready for tonight, buddy?
Oh, I'm not sure now.
Exactly.
Liam. Poor Liam.
Nah, look. If anything's worn, then I'll just treat it like icing on cake. Just move it to the side if it's not any good, and just eat the cake.
So there will be. You're prepared to eat cake tonight, Liam. You're ready to eat cake. You're looking forward to eating the cake.
Oh my God.
Cake is the way to go.
This is
huge. Right. How have you two not done this in 2 years? You both sound very Well, a knowledgeable and confident.
Well, you can read up a lot about it.
So there's going to be no children there tonight. Where are they going, Ed?
How about this?
The Strand Hotel, Darlinghurst. It's a night away and breakfast and dinner at the Strand Bistro. It's an unexpected weekend, weeknight meal or a stylish weekend away. The Strand Hotel, Darlinghurst stands for embracing the spontaneous, mixing French tradition and unmapped mystery. Guests can enjoy the Strand Bistro Hotel and soon to open rooftop bar.
Oh, rooftop bar.
Soon to open rooftop bar.
I like the mysteries. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, the mysteries, right, mate.
Look, I don't want to get too involved in this process, but
could you FaceTime him?
Not
at the
FaceTime.
Start?
No. Can we?
Before or after?
No, after.
Just go during.
No, we're not going during. But I'd like a text message to say mission has been complete.
Oh, no, just a thumbs up emoji.
If I give you my phone number, can you give us a thumbs up emoji when
Hell
it's done?
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
okay.
If you require that, absolutely.
I do require that.
There better be more than one thumbs up, babe.
Oh, come on. This is on. One's enough, isn't it?
Oh, this is the best.
We're
so excited for you two. Have the
off
best
you go.
Night.
Off you go,
dirty
you two.
Dog to the... you.
Talking public displays of affection yesterday, Erin, you are experiencing that at the moment in your new relationship.
Yes, it's lovely. And I'm quite affectionate anyway. And together we're very affectionate and still very affectionate publicly. But we're talking here about little things that your partner does that make you feel special. And we were at my parents' on the weekend and I didn't have socks on and my feet were quite cold. And so Todd went off and got some socks and then knelt down and put them on my feet. It's like a little thing that's really special. Dad actually walked out as he was doing it. I think Dad might have thought for a second he was proposing. I was like, no.
It feels like it is
not
a Prince
yet.
Charming moment. Like, does the sock fit the foot? You know, was that?
But they were his socks, so they were big socks.
He's mad huge socks. Your feet swam in them, I imagine. I don't know. So... But, you know, will this love last the decades, though?
Who knows?
Remember Paula from yesterday?
Oh, Paula from yesterday. Can we listen to this? Because this is now my new goal.
Absolutely. I feel the only person in the world when I'm next to him.
Oh, my God.
He's an amazing person.
Goodness gracious.
And the most amazing father. Oh. And I always felt like I was the only woman in the world.
Oh, God.
They've been together 51 years.
Mm-hmm. It's honestly the only thing a woman wants is to feel like she's the only person alive in the eyes of her partner. I mean, there's a few other things like success and security and a roof over your head, but you'd give all those up to feel like you're the only woman in
the
world.
You'd live on the street with
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. As long as you knew he wasn't side-eyeing anyone else.
Absolutely. Which would be tricky because there'd be so many people going past.
Especially if you lived in a busy thoroughfare.
Everyone's dressed up to go to work.
Yeah.
Of course. Eyes down. But what does your partner do to make you feel special? That's what the question we're asking. Yeah.
How about a $100 Holy Moly voucher, which is up for grabs? Holy Moly Golf Club, Australia's best mini golf, par none. HolyMoly.com.au, just in time for school holidays. 13 10 60, lines are open. What are the little things that your partner does to make you feel special?
Yes. It can be tiny, but it just makes you think that you are.
You want to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that's something.
Yes.
You're welcome.
We play that song, don't we?
We do.
We may have played it
multiple times
already this morning after Big Mountain. So Karen is in Cronulla. Go take it away, Karen. What does your partner do?
Just cooks dinner, so spaghetti bolognese or a steak, yeah.
So just the act of cooking dinner makes you feel special?
Yes.
Yeah, that's something I don't do. So I'm going to actually write these tips down.
No, you should. There's a highlighter. Oh, no, that's you.
Because my wife has been asking me to cook dinner now for 20 years.
Yeah, cook dinner.
And I really have never done it.
But is he good, Karen? Is he a good cook? Or is it just the act itself?
No, he can cook well.
Oh. Wow. It's both. Yeah, the act and the delivery of the act.
What do you do for him? Like, what kind of is your way of showing him that you care and love him?
I'll probably cook the other two nights of cooking.
Susie, Ed and Erin. Spring love back, spring love back, spring love back, spring love back to me.
What are the little things you can do to keep your partner in love with you? They've got so many people want to tell what's going on.
Yeah.
Who we got?
Alison from Sutherland. What is the small thing your partner does?
Okay, so during our dating years, my husband was an apprentice stair builder, so he worked in a factory. So during the day when he would think about me, instead of writing me little love notes, he would write them on blocks of timber or little bits of wood. He would carve them or he would just write them. And so at the end of the day, you know, when we would see each other, I'd get a bit of timber with a note on it. So still 23 years later, I've still got all these little bits of timber with love notes all around my house, and the kids think it's hilarious. But yeah.
Carving into wood. Yep.
That is so beautiful. I love that. That's smart by him too.
Well, we were only kids, so it was very sweet.
Oh.
All right.
And so, something you get to keep forever too.
Carving wood. I've written that down. So we've got cooked dinner, carved wood.
I reckon that's a bit more specific to somebody who works in that trade, but you should try it.
Well, all you need is what do you need? Like a
piece of timber and a pencil. Yep. Because she said there was sometimes it was just written on the wood. So
yeah, right.
You could decorate the wood. Mm-hmm. Here comes Donna from Marion. Donna, what does your partner do?
He washes my car, which I absolutely love because it's one of the things I absolutely hate doing.
You know, that's doable. Yeah, my wife is always complaining about her dirty car. Yeah. I've never washed their car.
Yeah, he hand washes it and he does all the fiddly little bits. He polishes the wheels and he vacuums and it's sparkling.
Detailing that car.
And it's just one of the things I absolutely love about him. He does so many things. But right, we've been together 37 years and he just knows when I'm not well, he'll run me a bath.
He's a great guy.
Can I
run the bath?
That's really beautiful.
Run the bath, wash the car.
There's one that, because, you know, board's full of callers and we can't get to everyone, but there's one I saw that I can't stop thinking about and I want to tell you.
Can we get them over or not?
Well, I've just been looking for them and I can't see. The one that about when she has a shower.
All right, well, can we get back with the shower guy?
Because there's something about that that warms my cockles.
Well, we'll find the shower.
Let's see if we can get it. And then, she's not answering. She's probably in the shower. So can I tell them?
Yeah, tell us.
It's so little and simple. So whenever she has a shower, her husband puts the PJs in the dryer so that when she gets out, they're warm.
Warm
I just think that's so sweet. Yeah. It's such a little thing, just a 5 seconds in the dryer, maybe 10, possibly 2 minutes. I don't know.
Warm the jammies.
Yeah, so when she gets out of the shower, her jammies are warm.
I'm going to warm my wife's jammies.
Yeah, warm the jammies. The jammies.
Dutch oven. 13, 10, 60.
Dutch oven. Use the dryer.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood. So
microwave. I put them in the microwave.
No.
We might do more of these later on. But $100 holy moly vouchers. Thank you so much. Let's reopen these lines, 13, 10, 60, because there's 10 grand on the line with Alpha Bucks. And you've already given the clues away. Are you in the mood for a Friday to give them again?
Yes. Why don't I give the clues again?
Already intimated something, Ari, the body
part. The biggest clue is the body part is on your face, guys.
Oh.
It's pretty plain. Anyway, that's what I'm going to say. That's all I'm saying.
Plain face. Oh, I get it. Oh, my God. I thought you were saying, like, you had a plain face, but it's that saying.
Susie, Ed and Erin. Spring love back. Spring love back. Spring love back. Spring love back to me.
We're collating a list of things you can do to make your partner feel special so they love you. It's what we've got so far. Saying Gesundheit, that could be a good one.
Yeah.
Or bless you. Erin's. Yep. Now that's a couple in a row, so they make you feel good. Sneezing.
Yeah, it actually does. It feels like a real release.
It is. It's physiological. This is what we've got so far. Cook dinner, carve wood, draw a bath, wash the car, and warm the jammies.
And that's from a lady who went into the shower, and when she does, her hubby puts her PJs in the dryer so they're warm when she gets out, and that's my favourite so far.
Very thoughtful. My wife has a shower before bed every night, and I could just instead...
Well, you lie in the bed and yell at her for keeping the light on. You want her to shower in the dark, so maybe instead of doing that, you could put her jammies in the dryer.
Or wander down, or maybe I'll just use the hairdryer on them. I can have the hairdryer next to me and just warm... Maybe I could warm the bed.
That is so triggering. When I was poor and a uni student, and I'm still one of those things, studying uni, but I used to use the hairdryer to warm me in bed. Yeah. I plug it in and just blow myself warm every night.
Well, maybe I can do that to her. Blow her warm. But who have we got? We've got Jess from Lane Cove.
No, no, absolutely.
Jess from Lane Cove, what does your partner do for you?
Oh, he makes me a coffee every morning.
Yeah. Oh,
does he, is an instant or has he got one of the machines? What's he making?
Oh, no, he's just bought a fancy machine, so he's very into making it perfect. And so I give him good feedback. I say, no, that's not good enough. Well, and then the next morning he makes it even better.
Oh, tough love. I like that.
How do you have your coffee? What do you do with it? What's your...
As long as it's an, it's on oat milk, then it's fine. Oh. Whatever you want to do with the beans, whatever, but just make it on oat milk and put it in my keep cup and send me on my way to work.
Yeah, wow. Beautiful.
That is special. What do you do for him, Jess?
Oh.
Yeah, thought so.
I think she does.
No.
You do enough.
Yeah, no doubt.
I do enough. I do the little things.
What do you do for a job, Jess?
I'm a primary school teacher.
Oh, of course you are. So you're doing enough for the future of this country. You don't need to do nothing for him.
That's right. Yeah. I can just be a lady of leisure.
Jess would be a good teacher. The kids are, kids would love having Jess as their teacher, no doubt.
I can tell.
Oh, I'm so, I love it. So it's really, really good.
Thanks, Jess.
My wife's a primary school teacher as well, which I've said before.
Is.
But
she's
also, she's a bit like Jess, I reckon. So I
the kids would love holding.
I should be, make her a coffee. She doesn't drink coffee, but I'm going to make it anyway.
Yep, just make it every morning.
She reckons coffee tastes like burnt toast.
Maybe.
I'll make her a tea. But I'm not
like
there
tea?
Anyway. Maybe I'll make one before I leave.
Right before.
Tea's on the bench.
Diana from Five Dock. All right. What does your partner do? Oh, God. What does your partner do?
He massages me without me asking and doesn't expect anything in return.
What?
He sees me. He feels sorry for me because our dishwasher broke down. And he sees me always washing. He goes, Di, do you want a massage tonight? Well, I said, yes. Don't have to ask me twice.
Cheaper than fixing the dishwasher. So, and you are the dishwasher, aren't you?
I am the dishwasher.
See,
he's just so considerate.
That's really sweet. So he pities you. And I don't think there's anything wrong with pity. I am happy to be pitied.
What areas does he focus on?
He knows shoulders, back, neck.
Can I tell you the greatest place to be massaged that doesn't get enough attention? Bum.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
The
tribe. I did that one the other day.
Honestly, yes, because it carries so much and you're always using it when you're walking, when you're sitting, and just to get an elbow in there.
Elbow in the bum. Yeah, all right, work the glutes.
It's so, it's a bum. We couldn't possibly
massage
it.
So I'm
going to
write that down, massage bum.
Yes, and get in there deep.
Yep, right in there.
Write that down.
On the cheeks.
Elbow, right in there.
On the cheeks.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. $100 holy moly voucher up for grabs and so many things that Hughes can do for his wife.
Poor Holly. I'm starting to really pity her.
I have a list of things that you can do to make your partner feel special from our brilliant callers. Will I read the list at the end or we go to the call? Let's go to another caller first. Yeah.
Let's have Bonnie from Blacktown. How long you been married, Bonnie?
Hi. My husband and I are celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary on the 12th of October.
Yeah.
And
we lost you. No.
Covered in tattoos and you wouldn't think so.
Who's, hang on, your partner's covered in tattoos or you are?
No, he is and you wouldn't think so.
Giant
teddy bear.
Yeah,
he works
other women's names.
Two jobs and he still finds the time occasionally to leave a little note on his pillow beside me saying he loves me and appreciates.
Oh, your phone's cutting out, so but he loves you and he appreciates you. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so you wake up to that.
Yeah, sometimes it's so sweet. Every couple of months, I just love it because it's hard because he's not around all the time, so it makes me feel really nice.
Because he's working two jobs for your futures, isn't he?
Yeah, 100%.
That's so sweet. So Hughes is just writing that down because you get up before Holly, obviously, so you could leave a note on her pillow.
Absolutely. Love letters on the pillow.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. $100 holy moly voucher up for grabs. Now, Mr. Hughes. In front of you, have you got the full list of things that you are promising? We're going to tick them off one by one that you are promising to do for your current wife, Holly.
Yes, and my only wife.
Oh, yes, sorry, yes.
Yep. Cook dinner, tick. Carve wood, tick. draw a bath. I'm really looking forward to that, actually. Nice hot
bath. Why do you say draw a bath? It sounds like kind of medieval.
I think you do, don't you? Draw a bath.
You do, 100%. Absolutely, but it just sounds medieval.
I just like saying it. So, wash her car.
Yep, including nooks and crannies. Remember that lady said that the whole point was that he did the little bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll hoover it as well. I'll suck all the old food bits out from the kids who just leave crap all over the car.
Vacuum, use a vacuum as well and the bigger parts.
Well, it's a hoover. That's what we're hoovering. Warm the jammies. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yep.
When she's in the shower, she'll come out to warm jammies.
Yep.
Make her a hot beverage. I won't go with coffee because she's a tea girl. So if I have to put in a thermos, I will. Random massages. I will try to focus on the buttock.
Both
buttocks?
Yeah, not just one.
Maybe each day, one left and one right.
No, just do both at once.
Absolutely. Both buttocks, knees, arms.
Yeah, you could use your knees on the buttocks. There's just something that there's a lot of stress carried in the bum.
Yes. And I'll write a love letter.
Yeah.
So that's the list. It's not bad, isn't it? You get that done in a morning, I reckon. No, that's a really good list. No, yeah, you know what? And we appreciate everyone's input in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's refreshing. It's actually really lovely to hear that so many people are still doing beautiful things for each other decades down the track. It's actually inspiring.
Now, Erin Mullen has done something which has made her scared.
Yes,
and
I feel
forced
horrific.
Her to do it, but I think let's come back and we'll tell people what you've done.
I know, and it's so pathetic that I even feel weird. I feel uncomfortable, and it's pathetic that I do.
Can we read out comments that people might have written once they've seen the image?
And if you filter them, yeah.
All right, we'll filter them. So it's the relaunch, I believe, or is the relaunch already over? You know, Erin, I cannot believe what you've just done now after you looked so good.
No, so good. So I generally either fake tan myself or get a spray tan most weeks. And for the last few days, I haven't.
So you have gone a la natural.
Yes. And I've moisturized and actually like scrubbed my skin and let it breathe. And now it's so random because Eliza would always say, we have different color skin, mummy. Why do we have different color skin? Because I either have tan or tan coming off, which is splotchy and feral. And she has beautiful, milky white skin. And then a couple of nights ago, she was like, we have the same skin, which my colored skin is the same as hers when I don't have tan.
And you just wore a dress.
I did, you just with bought, pearls.
And you put the dress on.
Yes.
We do have a video of that dress, which I think we are. Is it up now?
Just gone up now. Gone up.
We'd
just
like people to go to our socials. Yep. If you can go to our socials at Husey, Ed and Erin and see Erin in this dress.
But I just feel without any bronzer or tan. Like I feel like I feel so weird. And even like Todd loves it. Because I said to him that I don't have any tan on, so And he's like, he loves it. But I just feel really weird without it. I feel, I don't know, you just feel better with the tan and I feel like I'm just... I reckon with a tan, I'm like a 7 to 8. And without a tan, like I reckon I'm a 4.
Should you give up the tan?
Yeah, should I? I don't know.
And go the whiter shade of pale.
Oh, is that from a song? It's a beautiful song.
I don't know what it's about. Is it? What is it about?
I don't know. You should have checked that before we played it.
Hard to know.
But yeah, should I embrace? Because I feel like you look better with a tan. And you know this. You've been there.
No, I look better with a
tan.
Yeah,
exactly. You do.
But you have flawless skin.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe you should embrace it.
Should I?
Well,
Has anyone given up the tan?
Yeah.
131060, lines are open. Well, great prize on offer.
Jess from Bondi's called it in. There's no way she has.
I believe she has the, doesn't she have the spray tanning place, Jess from Bondi?
Oh, does she?
Maybe.
Shut this conversation down.
I believe she
No, really no, you shouldn't. Yeah.
People now, who were addicted to spray tan and stopped spray tanning.
Yes. Have you gotten off the tan train? 131060, lines are open. Have you stopped using the fake tan? 131060.
Does Erin Mullen get rid of the spray tan for good or for often? You've been full-time tanned.
Pretty much.
For years?
But what I hate about it is, and look, when I get them done like sprayed, it's much better. But when I do it myself, the way it fades can just be these awful, like, you know, those bread rolls when the top of them starts to come undone and you just get that awful, gross, I just want a tan that fades naturally.
Or should you just embrace?
Or should I just embrace pale, you, like Nicole are. Kidman style? I don't know.
Well, we should talk to Jess from. Will we start with Jess from Bondi or not?
Well, it's been a couple of days since we've given her business massive free plugs on air, so we should probably get to it.
Jess from Bondi, what is your business for people who don't know?
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
It's Glover.
But it's not in Bondi anymore. It's now in.
It's now in Clove Valley.
Thank you.
So you've heard the conversation where we're trying to give Erin, you know, an opportunity here to give up the tan. What do you say to that?
I say no. Yeah. You've got to stick with it. You feel good. You look great.
Yeah. I'm with you, but I feel like this is almost like when I went into OPS or one of the eye places and asked them about laser eye surgery and they told me it was a really bad idea and dangerous. I feel like this is a similar thing.
Okay, I promise it's not. If you come to me for a tan, you will not get that terrible bread roll fading situation. You will love it. You will glow and it'll just slip away perfectly. I promise.
Jess, now I want you to be honest here. Has anyone ever walked into your glow bar and said, I want a tan, and you've said you don't need one?
Never.
Why would you?
Here's Sally from Woolaware. Yes. Sally, is it time to embrace the no tanning?
Embrace the unique. I'm a person who is fair skin with freckles. And I think that, you know, with all due respect to everyone who does a tan, it's your glow. Like, it's how you hold yourself. Wow. It's your energy. It's, you know, it's you. This is you, Erin. You're beautiful and your energy is what makes you unique and stunning.
True.
Not your fake tan or your glow or whatever it is, but it's whatever makes you feel good. And your partner just mentioned to you how stunning you were and it's your skin.
Yeah.
There we go.
So true. And my mum actually said to me on the weekend, I had no makeup on and no tan at home. And she actually just said, just like that, you are so beautiful. I don't know, she's my mum, which, you know, she kind of has to say stuff like that, but it was actually very sweet. So maybe, just maybe, it's time.
Well, what's going on here on you? You've got like people.
Well, the comments are all one way online.
What do they say?
It's all one. It's 100%. Tammy Norman says you look beautiful either way. You feel comfortable, but trial it for a few weeks because you look gorgeous. Here's Kimberly saying fake tans look fake and they're over. You're beautiful. And then someone else says, Erin, you look amazing with or without a tan. The tan doesn't make you look better. And then the rest of it's just blokes wanting pictures of your feet. But that, my friends, is a landslide. Would you like to know the poll results?
We need the poll results. What are we at?
Here we go. It's changing as we go. But currently, right now, a lot of votes coming in. My God. Here we go. Embrace no fake tan. Nah, man, tan it up. 33% embraces at 67. It's a landslide victory for embrace.
Embrace no tan. Natural, they're going. Absolutely. Yep. I've put it up on my Instagram as well.
Anything?
I haven't tagged you in case we get comments we don't like. What have we got? What Anything? Result have I got on my one? How do I find it? Might have to come back for that. There's a lot going on in my life.
Where did you post this? Not in your Instagram.
You posted it
in your wrong account.
No, I believe I posted it on my Instagram. I don't know how to find it. Yes, I've got. Oh, yes. Here we go. What have we got?
Oh, God, I can feel that your mind filtering them like you're cutting out the mean
I've
ones.
I've got two comments so far, and they both say, play with me, baby. I don't believe they're real accounts.
Susie, Ed and Erin. Build with certainty. Talk to Burbank about their flexible floor plan options to make your home your very own. BL 29567C.